Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 117 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, December 1st, 2011, on the wings of a snow-white dove. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Uncle Michael, and this is me being your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program. We're going to start things tonight with something we haven't done for a while, a mystery theme song. Surely you know this one. Guess that was the theme from Taxi. You were correct. That was a request, by the way.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
It's quite an appropriate request as well, because we had a passing yesterday at the age of 65. R&B singer Jay Blackfoot passed away. And this is his 1983, I want to say, hit.
Man, what time is it? Man, I got to hurry up and get there. Oh, I don't see no cabs nowhere. Wait, yeah, that one over there. Yeah, I see. Taxi. Take me to the other side of town. Just as fast as you can. Taxi. Before my lady put me down. Please won't you hurry? Can't you see she's got me worried? I don't want to lose her love. I don't want to lose her. The cross town is too slow. Hitchhiking is a no-no. She's all I'm thinking of. All I'm thinking of. I've got some patching up to do. Yes, I have now. Taxi. Like a fool, I broke her heart in two. Sure didn't mean to do it now. So start your meter running. And get your engine humming. I just wanna see her. Just wanna see her. Put the pedal to the metal. There's this matter I've got to settle. I deceived her. And I know it grieves her. La 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 just as fast as you can. Taxi, don't get me there.
The theme from Taxi was a request made by my father, who I presume will be listening in on the archive. Right now, a request going out to my brother. It's a little Derek and the Dominoes, 1970.
Secret lemonade drinker.
Always.
I'm trying to keep it up, but it's one of those nights.
Always
lemonade. I'm a secret lemonade drinker.
Always
lemonade.
Always lemonade.
That 1977 British television commercial for R. White's Lemonade was written and performed by Ross McManus, who passed away last Thursday on Thanksgiving when we weren't doing a program. Ross, as you may know, is the father of Declan McManus, Declan McManus being better known as Elvis Costello. Elvis actually played drums on that commercial and sang backup vocals. Ross was not only writing jingles, he was a band leader and singer in the 50s and 60s, and He is best known, I guess, in Britain, although totally unknown over here, for this song, his highest charting single. This is Patsy Girl, I think.
Just one Schlitz, yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer, Schlitz.
Well, if we're going to listen to Elvis's dad, how about we listen to Elvis's Mrs.? This is a song that Elvis wrote with his wife, Diana Krall, appeared on her 2004 LP, their last LP, their first LP together, her last LP of all original material. She's a little overdue. She had twins in the meantime, don't you know? This is from the Girl in the Other Room album. This is Diana singing, I'm Coming Through.
Sparkling band, and only saw my mother's hand. The things I've earned, they never came too cheap. But then the likeness only goes so deep. As clouds approach the facing shore, and although two pairs of shoes sit by the door, I can't pretend I don't descend. I know I should be joyful now, but time means nothing. Only the love you gave to me will save me. I think she knew. But if I chance to cry at all, I hope you hear me now. I'm coming through. saw my father's face. The things we've shared have hurt us both so much. Sometimes we each go places love can't touch. Calendar marks days to keep. The moon shone down upon the chill waters running deep. The veil so thin that light poured in. The sight was so astonishing. The time meant nothing. Only a kiss that felt like this couldn't.
Time for a little Smokey and the Miracles. If you can want, we all.
You can want, you can need, and if you
WCFL. Whoa, we do have some catching up to do because we weren't here last week. And the number 40 song in the greater Chicago area on the WCFL Big Ten Music Survey 40 years ago last week was this song by Bullet. From late November 1971, that's Bullet and White Lies, Blue Eyes. Right now, off the Tamla label, this is Mr. Stevie Wonder, then Little Stevie Wonder from 1964. Hey, Harmonica Man.
Dance and sing.
Do it if you can. Dance and harmonize.
you how to see. I'm gonna play real bluesy. Everybody's gonna win.
From 1965, this is The Shadows. Sing along, feel free. If you know the words, it's Warlord.
Greatest fighters of our time.
Yo, man, hold it right there. What you doing on our turf, punk?
He doesn't fight for $1 million gig.
What can we, the lords, do with a punk like you?
He doesn't fight for any cheering crowds.
If you want to be a lord, you gotta go through the old mill.
He's Sonny Carson, and he fights for the greatest prize of all. To survive. The Education of Sonny Carson from Paramount Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. The Education of Sonny Carson. For Sonny, it's a long way to nowhere and a longer way back.
WCFL Chicago.
So, what was the number 40 song in the greater Chicago area 40 years ago this week, you might ask? Well, it's none other than Dennis Coffey and the Detroit Guitar Band and their big hit, Scorpio, working its way up the charts.
We'll be right back.
I was chatting with Ron Cooley, a fine gentleman and a guitar player currently on tour with Mannheim Steamroller, and they're in New York City doing promotional dates on television. A couple weeks ago, Ron shared a very rare track with me. He was in a band called Pilot way back in the early 1970s, based out of Omaha, Nebraska. He was the guitar, I think he was the guitar player in that band. Anyway, they did a concert at the University of Nebraska at Omaha with the orchestra from the university. Ron wrote the orchestrations for the orchestra, and the lead vocalist on this track is a fellow by the name of Michael Nuccio. That name will mean something to some people, and I had never heard him sing before. The recording quality, well, you be the judge. This is from 1972 at UNO, Pilot with the University of Nebraska Orchestra, performing the Beatles' Long and Winding Road.
Long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before.
Yeah, the vocals were laid down just a little hot, but a fine performance nonetheless. I rather enjoyed that. Thanks very much, Ron. It's a real thing now.
When I call you up, your line's engaged. I have had enough, so act your age. We have lost the time that was so hard to find, and I will lose my mind if you won't see
You know, speaking of the Beatles, on Sunday we have a passing we want to pay attention to. Keith Hartley replaced Ringo Starr in Rory Storm and the Hurricanes when Ringo left Rory to join the Beatles. Keith passed away Sunday at the age of 67, complications following surgery. That's the word, surgery. And Keith had quite an illustrious career. He played at Woodstock in a band called Preston, named for the town of Preston in England, from which he and several other members of the band hailed. This is the single off of the first album by the Keith Hartley Band. This is called Leave It Till the Morning.
Can be no doubt that I can make the answer seem so clear. I can't answer your question, but not quite worked about yet for myself. So why don't you leave it till the morning? It helps you carry on your act, but I can't see you well for what you are. I can't answer your questions, I'm not quite worth them out yet for myself. So why don't you leave it till the morning? You were on your way. Does that
question. I think I've worked it out enough for myself. You can leave it till the
late Keith Hartley from 1969, Leave It Till Morning. I don't think we've ever enjoyed any Carole King on the program. We're going to recommend that I recompense and rectify that situation right now from, I think, 1974. If somebody would Google that for me, I'd be most appreciative. This is Carole King and Back to Canaan. King, and this is Don McLean, his version of Roy Orbison's song. You'll recognize it.
I I was alright for a while. I could smile for a while. But when I saw you last night, you held my hand so tight. When you stopped to say hello, and though you wished me well, you couldn't tell that I'd been crying over you, crying over you. Then you said so long, left me standing all alone, alone and crying, 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 crying. It's hard to understand that the touch of your hand can start me crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even darling, what can I do? Oh, you don't love me, and I'll always be crying over you.
Ozark Mountain Daredevils from 1974. Telling you how to meet your maker. You're on the Weird Radio.
Bye.
if you want to hear the rebroadcast of the live program, make sure you stay and listen to it right after this. Good night, everybody. It's been a gas. Let's come back next week for another dose of gas.
On a sweet Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own. Dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?